Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all my listeners once again for tuning in live to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless all my listeners that are listening via internet and those that will come later to retrieve this message and the archive, and even those that's in the switchboard. I see 347. 832, regular people that just come in and see what God has to say, and people that are very supportive towards Prophecy Night and the ministry. So I'm very grateful for that tonight. I don't have any other callers in the call box, but what I would like to do at this time is that if you need to reach me on any of the social network sites, particularly Facebook, you can do so at facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase I, and lowercase I. Also, you can send me a message here on Blog Talk Radio or even on Facebook. You could send me a message. We were blessed on Wednesday. We had a sister from Jamaica who rededicated her life back to Christ, and we thank God for that. For the month of March, those that are listening for the first time, will be Relationship Wednesday, in the month of March, starting more than likely the first Wednesday. I haven't posted a date yet, but more than likely it'll be the first Wednesday of March. Followed by, in the month of April, we'll have a company of prophets to come in, along with myself, Mother Teresa, who's on the line, that you'll get a chance to speak with her tonight, and other people whom I have invited for this particular show. While we have extra time, I was speaking on Wednesday about if your pastor, well, the scenario of if your pastor was invited to a birthday party that was at the club, how would you feel about it if you actually walked in to see him or heard about him going? I know we got a chance to hear whatever you call 347, had stayed in 832, to my understanding, neither one of them, you know, had a problem in knowing that if their pastor was at a birthday party that was at a club, they had no problem with it. Taking gifts, meaning that pastor enough that if he's at a club, at a birthday party, they trust that he would still maintain his position as a pastor. Well, I want to give my opinion on that. I wouldn't have a problem with it because the Great Commission in the gospel, sorry for the discrepancy. I had got disconnected, and that happens quite often. I was glad saying I'll be taking a caller. I see 832 is out of the switchboard, too. But sorry about that. The scenario will quickly... Oh, I see you now, 832. And the person that's waiting to receive their prophecy, just bear with me. I was speaking about the scenario where it says, in regards to if we had a pastor that went to a club, to a birthday party, how would we feel about that? Well, I don't have a problem with it because I was talking about in the sense of the good old Great Commission, out of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. I'm not going to read it, but for the purpose of the show, it says, therefore, go. And I just want to just pick up just that word, go. Therefore, go, or again, depending what Bible translation you have, it tells you to go and make disciples of all nations. And I just want to stop right there. And for the simple fact of what the Great Commission says, it's telling us right there to go. It never says to limit ourselves from the club, from the bar, or whatever it takes to reach the, our disciples. So I would not have a problem with that. So I wanted to cover that because we were talking about that Wednesday. And if you have any comments on that, want to open up the line, you have more than privilege to give us your comment. God bless you, caller, and thank you for calling in.
Hello, Prophetess Ellen. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I was speaking to you on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I tried the connection back. I have difficulties connecting to you, sending you a message.
Oh,
right.
God, because I text you because I got so excited. I said, wait a minute. I can't make it an international call. And
right.
I felt so bad. And I say, Lord, this torture, everything is going well with you?
Yes. Everything is okay. Yes.
Good. Because I was praying for you, and obviously you received a prayer.
Thank you.
Those that are listening with me live, this is my blessed sister from Jamaica, right?
Yes, Crystal.
From Jamaica, yeah, that really yes. dedicated her life back to Christ on Wednesday. It's so good to hear your voice, and I know 832 and 347. We were so blessed, and we thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thank God for you. Did you have anything that you wanted to ask me?
Yes. Even though we were supposed to communicate again,
yes.
I didn't think that you were quite big finished, because I think you said that I'll be continuing doing schooling. And Mama Teresa said that there was a job lining up for me depending on how I apply myself.
So, well, do you know what I thought? Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering more about that, if it could like give like more of an insight.
Well, here's the thing. The prophecy I gave you in regards to that is what all God has given me. The purpose of calling you back personally was, one, to pray with you,
yes.
and two, give you some other scriptures and stuff that I had in mind to give you that night. Anything in particular or regards to that is exactly what I gave you, and this is what I want you to take, and this is what I want you to pray on as well. So that when that door does open, you'll be more than prepared for what God has for you. So that you understand what I was saying. And I just thank you for your obedience to call international like that. And you have to get the whole Jamaica to call. I know many Jamaican friends, and we would love to have you all there. We're very supportive. And, you know, pass the word around, because people want to know what God is saying and what God is doing. But God is definitely going to open those doors for you. As we mentioned, I really wish that I had the opportunity to talk to you off the air. But I will tell you that the Spirit still moves, even if we can't talk off the air. God's word will still go wherever he wants it to go. So in that area, just be patient and just know that God understands every need in your life. Just reach to him. Be faithful to him. And you will see those doors open.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
So you can stay with us. Yes.
I just want to give a little bit of testimony.
Great.
Thank you for being blatant and telling me that I need to reconnect with my faith, and even cry today, and ask Father for forgiveness. And I do feel much better. But I continue to have the faith. And, just I will continue to listen and continue to give praises and continue to speak with him. Because I was kind
Praise
of,
God.
Not communicating with him like
right.
you used to. So, thank you for picking that up. And, the next thing is on me. So, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Now, continue
yes,
to
yes.
listen.
Now, what I'm going to tell you now, that you know you have a strong Jamaican accent, so you're going to have to, because most of the people that are listening is from America, and they're probably saying, what does she say? You know, I have one Jamaican person that comes on, so talk slower, because I know they probably say, what did she say? What did she say? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
But I thank God for giving me that word to give to you.
Yes.
So we give God the glory for that. So I don't know if you could stay on for the 30 minutes you can, or if you have to go. I mean, we understand. We know that you call it from Jamaica. We was talking about the scenario that if your pastor was invited to a club, to a birthday party, how would you feel about that?
Right. I was saying that, as you said, once you receive the word from Father to go, then you should just go, because it's the same thing being done in the prison, where if the pastor, try and get his disciples there, through Christ. So, I mean, location, because, but it's my opinion, your body is your temple, so, if a pastor feels that a congregation is at the church, at the club, then, you should go ahead and not exclude anybody, regardless of their location.
Well, I mean the pastor himself at the club, at a birthday party. Somebody invited him to a birthday party, and he went at the club. And what would you think if you was a member, or if you knew the pastor, seen him in the club? A lot of people had a lot of negative things, but I was reading Matthew chapter 28, and maybe you can read it, verse 19, the Great Commission, where it says, therefore ye, or depending on the translation, therefore go. God never say, don't go to the club to retrieve the souls for Christ. He said, go. Even if it means that we have to go in the valley, even if it means that we have to go underwater, for safety purposes, God say go. So that's what we were talking about on Wednesday, and I was finishing up tonight.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
All right. Good to hear from you.
I'll continue listening. So I'll stay
okay, God
on
bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank
you.
Yes, God bless you. I'm going to open up the lines to 347 and see how she's doing, followed by 832 if she's able to talk. God bless you, 347.
I'm doing great. Thank God. I'm just praising God for the young lady's testimony. So I truly thank and praise God for that. And I'm doing great. After what she has said, I'm just rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen. I felt the same way too. I tell you, I know a lot of times people say thank you, but honey, give God the glory.
Yeah,
thank
it's
God
belongs to
me.
Yeah. It's really not. It's the spirit that God put in you, and I thank God for that young lady. And I know she got higher heights and deeper depths to go, and God got her back. And I thank God for her.
Yes. And she's calling. She's calling from Jamaica.
Yeah.
And she's listening.
Yes. That's a blessing.
30 minutes. Hey, it says something, So I give God the glory for getting her.
Thank God.
And I thank God for her as well.
Yes. God bless you.
Yes, and God bless you, okay?
Okay, God bless you, too.
Yes, well. Yeah, I'm going to open up the lines to 832. If we don't get any more calls, I'm actually going to end the show. I like to just go by the swing of the spirit and whatever way God wants to lead. God bless you, 832.
Good afternoon. Thank you for caring. And though I got spitted back in my mouth, and I thank God for that. It wasn't my but I'm thrilled that I came on. So sometimes you may not feel well or slept through it. You can still come on and listen. And that's a blessing because I don't want to miss my blessing. But I thank God for that young lady calling from Jamaica, how she come on and testified. And more important than I thank God for you, Papa Violet, and Mother Sita, you know, how y'all prayed and everything. And let me tell you something. God was with her and using her, and that's why she came back, because she endured what y'all had told her and prayed over. And I just thank God for that young lady this afternoon, and God bless her heart. And just so glad that she came. And, you know, she called a long way from Jamaica. God got more to come. He got people going to call that you ain't have an idea. They coming from Jamaica and everywhere. Just wait and see. God got your back. And I thank God for you this afternoon. And sister and mother.
Hey, Peter.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I thank God for y'all this afternoon, Papa Bada and Mother Teresa. You know, I'm kind of just taking it a little easy. Every once in a while, my mouth kind of hurt a little. But, you know, I'm not going to give into that. That was to excuse the devil trying to say, don't get on there. You know your mouth hurt. You don't need to get on. But you know what? See, the devil don't know what God does for me. So every time I can get the word, I'm trying to get it. And I just thank God it's after going for the word.
Well, let me tell you, they say praise confuses the devil. So even if that is your mouth hurt, sometimes you got to throw a praise up to confuse him. You know?
Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. But you'll definitely be okay. Yes, and I thank you for your Yes, I thank God for your faithfulness as well.
Thank you.
Amen.
I thank God for you. Amen. And I thank God for you, too. Thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I have a God bless 832. Yeah, her mouth is paining her, but she finds a time to speak to us. I want to share something, and I just want to go by what I hear God is saying. I want to share something with you all tonight, and I want you all to embrace. And if you have to clean your ears out, if necessary, to hear what I'm about to say. You know, I'm very grateful to God for giving me a heart of love, because God is love. Anybody that knows me knows that I love God and I love his people. Not only I love God's people, I even love the ones that are not God's people. I even love the one that hates me. I even love my enemies. And it takes the Spirit of God to do that. Come before you as a perfect prophet, but I do come before you as a true prophet of God. And in my prayer time today, I pray to God for one thing. The church is so much in destruction. And my beloved sister from Jamaica, I don't want you to get confused by what I'm saying. And what I mean about the church being in destruction, I pray to God today, and I say to him, how can your people hurt your people? How can your people dislike your people? How can your people mistreat your people? I didn't pray to God and ask God why the world trouble us or hate us, because that's the world's job. The world is evil. The world have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. But yet God had a heart of love that he gave to this world his only son. And if you're listening, I want you to say, my only child. And if you can think for a second of only having a child that was taken away from you to be a savior for this world, and as sure as I'm a true prophet of God, for 2016, one thing you can rest for sure that God is going to do, he's going to start to expose the church and what's not right for God will be exposed. They will no longer get away doing the things that they are doing. People are getting pushed away from the church, not because of the world. They're getting pushed away from the church because of God's people. And if God's people is the one to put Jesus on the cross, if God's people was the one that lied on him and stoned him to death, if God's people was the one that didn't want the people to receive healing and deliverance from God, I'm telling you, we're in trouble today. It's going to take more than prayer. It's going to take a faithful heart in God and in his word. See, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. And the problem is very simple. And every place God has allowed me to preach, I say the same word. There's only one thing wrong with the church. The church does not live by God's will. Anytime you step out of God's will, you automatically step into sin. Sin cannot hold any weight in the word of God. That's why the church is failing. That's why the pastors and leaders are out of cahoots and the things that they do. Members out of cahoots and the things that they do. Because they step out of God's will. And I'm going to tell you something. That's the only thing that's going to keep you from the hand of the enemy. Nothing else. Wake up. Wake up, God is saying. Wake up and see the hour. God said, wake up and see the time that we are in. There's false teachers, false pastors, false apostles, false prophets, false evangelists, false teachers. We have to be careful. I'm going to give you a secret tonight. If you're saying, how I know about all of this, they might not be sick. Baby, you better know everyone by their fruit. That's right. A good fruit not only bears the word of God, but a good fruit obeys the word of God. And any time you obey the word of God, there's always going to be glory upon you. Glory. People are going to see the glory of God upon you. People are going to hear the glory of God that is in you. The second thing that is wrong with the church is not operating in the calling that God gave to the church. An apostle have a specific assignment to do by God, just as the prophet does. The prophet cannot do the apostle job, and the apostle cannot do the prophet job. The pastor cannot do the evangelist job, and the evangelist cannot do the pastor's job. And neither can the teacher. God is saying that the church is operating illegal. My God. Now, this is coming from God. The church is operating illegal. And basically what that means is that the church, again, has fallen away from the will of God. And any time that happens, sin will happen. And this is why the church has so many problems. Well, prophetess, how do I know I can trust you? Let me give you this word with 90 seconds left in the show. If all the offices was operating today in the church, that means that everybody is doing what they were called to do. And any time you're doing what you're called to do, it's automatically going to bring change. And that means that the body of Christ can grow, because the body of Christ didn't understand the office of the apostle and prophet and so forth. Not only they be able to grow, now the body is educated. Now the body is connected. And now that there is power, God is already here. He's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's already here. I know he's here. Because every day, somewhere, people are witnessing the movement of God. This is your Friday night prophecy, God's Friday night prophecy, and what he wanted to do. Take it, receive it, and run with it, and bless somebody else. God bless you all on the switchboard. God bless my sister from Jamaica. God bless those that are listening via internet. As always, I love you all and continue to be encouraged. And you can come back on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and hear the voice of God. God bless you all.